First of all, Jill, thank you for inviting me to your home and for the nice cup of coffee and obviously the chance to speak with Hannah and yourself. First of all, obviously the excitement is building in the household for what Hannah's about to embark upon. Tell us about how this has all come about.
Well, Hannah has got a learning disability, particularly with speech and language, which we discovered when she was very little. She's always struggled academically. But when she went to Castle School, they discovered she could run. And so that's how it all came about, really. And she's excelled in that, and we're exceptionally proud of her. Her disability means that she finds instructions very hard to follow. She prefers to see things and experience them rather than have verbal instructions.
Does something like that create a big problem when you enter a big competition like what we're about to go into?
It can do. So we always notify if it's a particularly big event, like she's entered Cardiff Half Marathon and Bath Half Marathon. We always let the organisers know in advance. So if there's anything particular we need to know about or for her to be advised to do, then that is possible.
Thanks very much, Jill. And Hannah, sat with you in your Team GB kit. Okay, I've got some questions for you. And like I say, a big thank you for talking to us ahead of the biggest moment in your career. How long have you been running and what inspired you to start?
I have been running since I was 12, and I went to Castle School and I did the bleep test, and I was the fastest one there, and then I also did cross country and I really enjoyed it.
For those that don't know you, can you share with us some of the experiences of the running that you've had so far?
Yes, I did lots of different distances, half marathons, 10Ks, 5Ks park runs, and 1500 meters. And I especially enjoyed again meeting Mo Farah at the Great North Run and my local, and I like doing lots of local races because lots of people can support me. And my 1500 meters, I did London, Manchester, Exeter, and Yeovil, and lots of my times have been going down really well.
And your PB at the moment is
4:39.96.
That is obscene. Tell me about the moment that you found out that you were going to be part of Team GB.
Yeah, I was very excited. I was.
I bet you were. How did you feel when the tracksuit arrived? Because you're wearing the tracksuit now. I saw you at the Taunton 10K wearing the tracksuit and getting people to know that you're going to be running for Team GB as well. How did that feel when you put it on for the first time?
So very excited, thrilled, and very proud.
I bet, and I bet Mum and Dad equally as proud as well. Now, heavy training, because it's not long to go before you go to Dubai. What is your training schedule like at the moment?
Really, really good, and also very, very useful, and because I've been training very hard with speed training on with my coach Charlotte Fisher, so I've been doing lots of 400s, 300s, 200s, and 100 meters, and also Charlotte Fisher has been giving me time trails and been getting PBs.
Charlotte is a huge inspiration for you, isn't she?
Absolutely, yeah. And she also is a fantastic coach as well.
Do you ever get days when you really can't be bothered, or you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, I just don't want to do this, I want to stay in bed?
Not really, because I love my running so much, and while it's like training, parkrun, always or just going for one of my own.
When you're running and you do lots of different distances, obviously you're training for the 1500 metres at the moment more so, what do you think about when you're running, or do you listen to music, or how does it work for you?
I just think of parkrun results and running.
No music. You don't need the music, do you?
No.
Looking towards the games in Dubai, have you been abroad before, or is this going to be the first experience for you?
No, I have been away before, and I went to Dubai last year for the threesome and for the priest in and the Grand Prix. And also I went to Italy and I did lots of assessments there as well.
What's your favourite country? Is it Dubai or Italy?
I like Dubai.
I agree. On the morning of the race, how will you focus and what will be your thought process of the day?
Excited and a bit nervous before I start a race, really.
Have you thought about some kind of random celebration if you win?
Going for a swim and relax and have a glass of orange juice, and also I will have a party when I get home when I have some time.
Do you remember in the Olympics when Mo Farah did the Mobot?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you gonna have a funny little quirky little celebration like that?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, possibly.
Finally, when you bring home a gold medal, see what I did there? When you bring home a gold medal, do you promise to show it to me first? After all, your friends and family, of course.
Possibility. Hopefully.
I feel a bit of blackmail coming on here. Hannah, I can only wish you all the very best. Thank you very much for inviting me to your home, and good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Mum, thank you very much for inviting me round for coffee.
It's been a pleasure.
And you must be so excited.
Well, to say we're beyond proud is every time I think about it, it brings tears to my eyes. And especially when Hannah mentioned about her kit, Nike sends a suitcase full of kits. I think there were 45 items, including 18 tops.
So that's a nice present to have, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yes. Certainly lots of kit.
I couldn't help noticing the hundreds of pairs of trainers out in the hallway when I walked in as well.
Yes, there are quite a few of those. And yes, Hannah has certainly got plenty of kit to keep her going. Unfortunately, she's not able to let me borrow it in the rules or sell it, which you wouldn't anyway, but she's got plenty of kit to last her for the next few years.
Brilliant. Hannah, good luck with it all.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to catching up when you come home.
Absolutely.